Hello, and welcome to the Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast, the show that empowers you to stop making excuses to not blog and realize the potential of content marketing. I'm your host, Scott Winteroth, co-founder of ContentAcademy.com. I invite you to join me each episode for actionable strategies for elevating your blog to the next level and hear from other content rock stars who will share with you exactly what keeps them on task so you can stop wishing for success and start living to your fullest potential. Ready? 3, 2, 1, publish. The Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast, episode number 3. What are your blog win moments? Life throws us a lot of opportunities to test and decisions to tackle. At any given moment, you probably are like me and have about 25 important things on your to-do list. Throwing a blog on top of all that can be quite overwhelming, but with a little bit of encouragement, you too can be successful, even if it's just a tiny, small win. That's the topic of this episode, how to identify those small wins so you can help achieve a much larger goal. Blogging is a marathon, not a sprint, and often an endeavor that can take years before it starts to see any real payoff. It's easy to fall into the track where maybe you're working very hard on your blogging efforts, but in reality, you're not even on the right path to success. When you're cutting the path, it's hard to understand what success looks like until you feel it. On the other hand, one can't feel success unless they start taking small steps to build out their product and reach. This is why I try to start new projects in small chunks. It doesn't make sense to go all into something when you don't even know if that's what your readers want, or maybe you're not even sure if that's really what you want, and that is a completely valid question. Unfortunately, publishing just one post will not make you an overnight success, but the sum of all of your posts might just be enough to start generating the right kind of traffic to begin building your visibility online and growing your authority. I'm going to share with you a recipe of sorts that has become very helpful to me. I can often get overwhelmed by everything I have to do, from the commitments that I have made to chasing new ideas that have just sprung up in my head. I spent years sort of spinning my wheels, and that's because maybe I was trying to look too big picture or too far in advance when I should have focused on something smaller or very surmountable hurdles, the ones right in front of me. I think they call this putting the cart before the horse syndrome. I always want to work on steps 6 or 7 when really steps 2 and 3 are staring me right at the face. Unless you have a large team, no one person can legitimately tackle any project at whole. With proper planning, one can plot out their moves and begin gradual effort of accomplishing a series of small wins. In the blogging world, I call these blog wins. When you start generating a feeling of accomplishment, because you have identified what you're trying to accomplish, then you can begin to hold yourself accountable for your blogging efforts. And eventually, your audience will start to grow large enough to hold you accountable, which will be great to help keep you on track. More on this in a future episode. But for now, I'm going to focus on the rest of this episode in 2 main concepts. Number 1, how to identify your next moves on your blog. And number 2, how to focus on tasks that are not urgent but important. Then, I'm going to circle back about blog win moments and how you can take advantage of this to rock out your blogging efforts. Identifying your next small win. What do I want to accomplish today, this week, this month, this quarter, or maybe this year? There's sort of 2 major areas when it comes to managing your blog. The first part is your content creation or writing efforts. This is always priority 1, and really where I encourage people to start. Even if they don't have an actual blog set up on the web, simply plotting yourself to start maybe 500 words a day can create real strides and help you sharpen your writing and typing skills. When it comes to blogging, if you don't know what to do next, simply start writing. That's always what you should do next, period. I know I often get caught up in the webmastering of my blog, such as updates to WordPress, tinkering with the theme, managing my hosting account, creating backups, etc. Don't get me wrong, these are all important tasks that need to get done, as you want to keep your blog healthy and backed up. But they can be a real time sink and should be automated or outsourced as much as possible. Having a series of solid backups is really important and a best practice, but it's not going to earn you any type of reward, except maybe a pat on your own back. Focus on writing. This is really where the pot of gold is at the end of the rainbow. When I was blogging on my first blog, countrymusicchicago.com, I fell in love with how WordPress worked and spent hours fine-tuning the WordPress backend to enable new features and create stuff that, looking back, was totally not necessary. I'm happy to have the deep knowledge of WordPress, but I also wish I had spent more time creating high-quality content. I would have become an even stronger writer and would have grown an even larger audience, which always has its perks. This is a lesson I learned right from the School of Hard Knocks. If you're going to grow your visibility online, then you need to focus on being a content creator, period. Don't get caught up too much in the WordPress blog management world because it can be very distracting, busy work, and not really necessary to achieve the blog of your dreams. The truth is, these are simple tasks that can be outsourced with the correct knowledge and infrastructure, and that is one less thing to worry yourself so you can focus on what is important to your final end game. Now, if the short game is your goal, how do you identify your winning moments? What really is your end game? That's often the million-dollar question, something I wish I could give blanket advice about. The truth is, the end game is really up to you. For some, making money is their number one priority and the reason they decided to start a blog. For others, a blog is more of a creative outlet aimed at helping them get a new job or sharpen their web skills. All valid reasons to get into blogging, but personally, I think a common goal for anyone behind the wheel of a blog is to grow their audience, regardless of their target audience is 10 people or 10,000 people. Audience in the blogging space is a key indicator of success. Even if you're not able to figure out how to monetize your blogging efforts, then by having an audience, even as small, the world can be your oyster. I know for me, simply having a small loyal following was the golden key into the backstage of concerts to meet artists and decision makers within my niche. It was enough for music labels to send me free music to review, set up promotions to give away cool stuff, and even pay me to advertise on my blog. Once your blog sort of grows simply beyond an online journal, it opens up a Pandora's box because now you're inundated with new tasks beyond just creating content and now being a business owner. This is where things can get stressful when you're just breaking ground, but stick with it. The rewards are great for those who can surmount the hard stuff and reach the end zone. Now, before you become CEO of Your Blog Inc., let's examine some ways for plotting your next moves. Now that you've plotted your steps, it's time to prioritize your blogging efforts. Prioritizing your content creation efforts into daily life can be very hard. This is something I often struggle with because I'm almost always overcommitted or burnt out from pushing too hard. I keep myself pretty busy. I work full-time, provide some freelance consulting, and I'm working on building a new business. Not to mention, I'm trying to be a good husband, a son, a friend, and a podcaster. I'll admit it, I have a hard time managing all of this. While I feel productive, I wasn't really making any progress. My daily to-do list was, and still is, filled with very important things such as urgent client matters, follow-up with prospects, shopping lists, etc. But one thing that was never really at the top of the list was prioritization of my content creation for my own blog projects. In order to build a blog that reaches any type of success threshold, one must really focus on making content creation a priority. I know that everything in your life may feel like a priority, especially for an agency or a freelancer. But in order to grow beyond yourself and stop creating content for others and start building your own following, one must really start prioritizing tasks that are going to provide the best return on your investment. This is when I decided I needed to start really focusing on learning how to say no. I had to learn to say no to a lot of things and better prioritize what mattered to the most to my big picture vision for myself and my family. To be clear, it's not just saying no to undervalued client projects, but across the board. And especially saying no to playing computer games, even when you're mentally exhausted, saying no to watching B-list television shows, and saying no to social networking events. This is hard because it really makes you dig into yourself and find out what is most important to you. We all have a natural drive to be social, and that's why social media has taken over the planet, in my opinion. But in order to make winning moments in your life, one must begin to prioritize / invest in the steps that will make themselves begin to reach those important milestones. For me, it was something that didn't happen until I really pushed myself to focus on making it happen. Life is full of commitments and distractions. It's easy to find yourself loafing on Facebook or playing a video game when in reality one should be writing or creating blog content. Author Stephen Covey of the 7 Habits for Highly Effective People fame shared in his best-selling book, The Productivity Tool Known as the Eisenhower Metrics, which is a square box divided into 4 quadrants. The four quadrants are meant to be for organizing your tasks into priority. Tasks in quadrant one are for your important and urgent matters, such as items that have a serious consequence if they are not completed today. Quadrant two, or what I refer to as the P2 for priority two, are tasks that are important but not urgent. These are self-imposed tasks that are important to you and to your overall goals, but they are not yet urgent because they are likely not something that will provide immediate consequences or rewards if completed. For example, you might have a task to write a blog post on a particular new recipe you discovered, or you want to write a chapter in your book. These are goals that are important to you, but no one is pressuring you for them because they live in your head and they require action to happen. These goals, the P2 goals, are the ones that you must focus on in order to achieve the blog of your dreams. Making time and living life in the P2, as Covey calls it, are essential for becoming a highly productive content creator that is driven to make it happen. For me, the only way to create that safe space and make time for my P2 content creation efforts was to wake up an hour early each day and use this quiet time to focus on content creation and ignite my creativity for the rest of the day. You would be surprised how quickly one can accumulate some quality content simply by getting up and writing 500 words a day. As you become a stronger writer and start really sharpening your overall focus, then it becomes even easier to write more and better content. You'll be surprised how quickly you can begin to build your online content library and begin to attract readers. Even if by getting up early, I wasn't able to simply sit and grind out a ton of content, it was not a lost effort. By getting up early, I would get into work on time or early with less time spent commuting and more time for being just overall productive and less stressed. Then I could focus on other important and urgent tasks, or P1 tasks, I needed to do, or spend more time living in my P2 area when all my P1 tasks were done early. My morning mojo routine is definitely a hashtag blog win moment for me, as it has helped me get back into the content creation drive and enabled me to create this content to share with you. Now, I would love to hear back from you. Share your hashtag blog win moment and get on the air with me. Do you have a blog win moment? Share it with me by tweeting or Instagramming at S Winteroth and the moment that changed your blog or your routine, or just something that was amazing or something you saw that really helped you out. If you got something awesome, I'll mention it on the podcast or bring you on to talk about your success. Be sure to use the hashtag blog win because it'll make me feel good and I appreciate that. If you're liking what you're hearing, be sure to head on over to thebloggingwant.com and sign up for our new episode alerts and other useful content. Thank you.